Charter schools get state money but are largely free of many of the rules and regulations governing traditional public schools. There are nearly 600 public charters in Florida, and they exist in majority of the state's school districts. It's up to locally elected school officials to approve or deny agreements creating charters, but that control could soon go away.
The districts and the school boards and the superintendents that I represent, and many parents and teachers as well, have urged me to oppose this bill.
Maitland Democratic Representative Karen Castor-Dentzel is a public school teacher who sits on the House Education Appropriations Committee, and she's not a fan of standardizing charter school contracts.
Simply because it goes around the local school district and ties the hand of the school board. And those are our duly elected school board members who are supposed to represent the citizens in that area.
Districts want to be able to lay out certain terms and conditions for the independently run charter schools, which they say they should be allowed to do, since a charter's performance factors into a district's overall state grade. But attorney and charter school advocate Stephen Bracey argues districts have gone too far when it comes to adding additional rules into contracts.
Specifically, there are some that limit the ability of board members to serve on multiple boards, which is simply not mentioned in the statute. And we think that making sure the contracts are consistent with the Pearson statute makes the authorizing process much simpler.
I feel like a wife caught in between a husband and my mother-in-law.
At the center of the tensions between charter schools and their home districts are teachers and administrators like Adrian Peters, a former Leon County school teacher who's now principal at Tallahassee's Governor's Academy Charter School. Governor's is run by the for-profit Charter Schools USA. Prior to opening its doors, Governor's was sued by the Leon County School District for failing to report how many students had enrolled. The district won. Florida School Board Association President Wayne Blanton says districts aren't against charter schools, but they need certain guarantees in place before schools open for business.
Those are the kind of things that we're working on this bill that the charter schools have to give us ahead of time, because it impacts the number of teachers we're going to hire. It impacts our zoning. And we need to know where those students are going to be coming from and how many they're going to have when they open. That's a good example.
Blanton says his organization prefers the Senate version of the bill. It says charter school agreements may be approved only after operators prove they have the necessary infrastructure in place. Opposition from school districts has frustrated House bill sponsor and Hialeah Republican Representative Manny Diaz.
At no point, no one in this process on either side of this issue is interested in having bad operators, and we're making sure we work with the superintendents that are involved in the task force. It's disappointing that districts continue to oppose the bill when we're trying to work on it. That, to me, is a little bit disappointing because I'm spending so much time on it trying to get their input. And if they're going to continue to oppose it, then what are we doing?
Diaz says he's addressing concerns about the bill and that it'll be changed at its next committee stop. Those guarantees weren't enough to win over Democrats. The bill cleared the Education Appropriations Committee on a party line vote. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.